Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We're going to have a time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, we have a great time here. But it's going to be a marvelous time when we get yonder. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm thrilled with this service. I'm excited that Jesus is in my heart. Hallelujah. That He's walking the aisles of this building tonight. Amen. Well, I told Brother Rutledge, I'm turning to him from now on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They're going to sing. The choir is going to sing. They're going to sing. And he will preach. If the Lord lets him preach. And he probably will, because that's in order also. Hallelujah. Amen. I never did like to hear anyone say, oh, what a marvelous service we had. The preacher didn't get to preach. Amen. I like for people to say, what a marvelous service we had. The preacher got to preach. Hallelujah. Both. We have a marvelous time, whichever way it goes. But I want you to know we're thrilled to have Brother and Sister Wren Rutledge with us. Done such a great job this week. Remember Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, everybody's invited to be in the choir, 12 and above. And Wednesday night, the choir will be singing again. Praise God. Brother Rutledge, it's great to have you. And everybody, say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Brother Foster. You may be seated. And it's a pleasure to be here tonight. Hallelujah. I'm having the time of my life. And I know you don't have to be told, but you've got one of the greatest churches that there ever was. And I know you realize it. We travel around from church to church, and I say that from my heart. You've got one of the most wonderful pastors I've ever met. And your music is outstanding. And really, I get to thinking, what am I needed here for? But I'm just glad to be here. Worship God as the choir comes to sing for you at this time.
But to me, the cross has symbolized the Statue of Liberty for my soul and my salvation. I'm so glad that one day I walked along Calvary's Road, and I knelt and I found Jesus as my Savior. I'm so thankful for that cross. A stranger passed by carrying a heavy load. He was leaving corrects of footsteps on the road.
I recognize those blood-stained eyes, and I know it had to be. I hear Him gently whisper, follow me. Cruel Calvary. supply all my needs.
And I feel His presence in my soul.
The Lord tonight. Hallelujah. And I don't know, my heart's kind of full tonight. I've had the Holy Ghost for a long time, but it's never been like it has been the last few months. And there are a lot of people here tonight that have a wonderful testimony what the Lord brought them out of in this world and delivered them from. And I don't know, I never was really in the world. And all of you young people here tonight, the ones that of us that have been raised in the church, we have something to be thankful for. Because the same God that delivered them from the world, He kept us from it. And it's a miracle in itself just for us to be here tonight. And this song says, I can't praise Him enough for what He's done for me. And I hope I can do justice on this song tonight, because that's the way I feel. I can't praise the Lord enough for what He's done for me. If every one of us here tonight have something to be thankful for, because He set every one of us free, and I love Him tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
He could have passed me by, but He cared for me. I was lost in sin when He found me. He could have let me die, but He died for me. And I can't praise Him enough for what He's done for me. So let us lift up our voices to the Lord, singing hallelujah to the Lord. the King of Kings, singing holy, 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 hallelujah. Lift your voices and sing. When I think of where I've been and where I could be, I can't praise Him enough for what He's done for me. He could have turned away, but He cared for me. I didn't know how to pray when He found me. Surely I can say, my God's been good to me, and I can't praise Him enough for what He's done for me. So let us lift up our voices to the Lord, singing hallelujah to the King of Kings, singing holy, 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 hallelujah. Lift your voices and sing. Well, when I think of where I've been and where I could be, I can't praise Him enough for what He's done for me. He could have turned away, but He cared for me. I didn't know how to pray when He found me. Surely I can say, my God's been good to me, and I can't praise Him enough for what He's done for me. So let us lift up our voices to the Lord, singing hallelujah to the King of Kings, singing holy, 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 hallelujah. Lift your voices and sing. Well, when I think of where I've been and where I could be, oh, I can't praise Him enough for what He's done for me. So let us lift up our voices to the Lord, singing hallelujah to the King of Kings, singing holy, 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 hallelujah. Lift your voices and sing. Oh, when I think of where I've been and where I could be, well, I can't praise Him enough for what He's done for me. I can't praise Him enough. I can't worship Him enough. I can't love Him enough. I can't magnify Him enough. I can't serve Him enough. I can't thank Him enough. I can't clap my hands enough. I can't sing enough. I can't worship Him enough. I can't lift my hands enough. I can't pray enough. I can't praise Him enough. I can't praise Him enough for what He's done for me. So let us lift lift up our voices to the Lord, singing hallelujah to the King of Kings, singing holy, 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 hallelujah. Lift your voices and sing. Oh, when I think of where I've been and where I could be, I can't praise Him enough for what He's done for me.
Dying for me, I found all I needed at Calvary. I wander in darkness, trying to find the way, seeking for an answer. I knelt to pray, then I caught a glimpse of the old rugged tree, and someone hanging there, he was dying for me. I found all I needed at Calvary.
Say, I love you, Jesus. Say it again. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's worship Him by waving our hands in praise. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Would you stand for the reading of the Word of God tonight? God is blessing us, isn't He? And I have a feeling there's somebody here that doesn't know anything about what we're feeling. And we're going to reach out for just about 20 or 30 minutes to those people tonight to let them know that there is help and there is strength available. Say amen.
Amen.
Would you turn with me to St. Matthew? Praise God. The 9th chapter, verse 35. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Hallelujah. Psalms 124:8. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. God bless you. You may be seated. When Jesus walked the sandy shores of Galilee, he saw some people mending their nets who were in for quite a change in their life. And he said unto them, come and follow me. And the Bible says they left all and followed him. And we study in the scriptures how that Jesus went about doing good and his disciples followed him everywhere he went. They came to a man who was in very much need of some kind of help. A leprous man with spots on him and skin that was so white. A man who didn't have the association of the friends that he'd had in times past. An outcast from society. Because the disease of leprosy is so severe, And there's no way that you can wash away the spots of leprosy. And there was no way that a leper could be cured of this horrible disease. So they had to form their leper colonies. And many men went to their grave away from friends and families as lepers. Many men, women, boys and girls needing some kind of help. Now, as Jesus walked along, he talked to those that followed him. And he said, look all around you. There's so much work to do. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. And it seemed as though Jesus was saying, fellas, I'd like you to help me just a little bit. I need your help. And I suppose when Peter and James and John and the other disciples stood there and they looked at that poor, leprous outcast in so much need of help himself, they probably walked around and said, Lord, what can we do? It seems beyond our capabilities to help such a one. See, there was nothing Peter could do. There was nothing John could do. And they were placed in a situation somewhat like I was when I was just a little boy and my daddy asked me to help him move a refrigerator down a flight of stairs. I stood there with my hands in my pocket looking up at that big old refrigerator. And he said, boy, get a hold of that thing. And I put my little hands out and I couldn't even reach across it. I walked around it. And it looked like it was too big a job for us to do. And so, in frustration, I just stood there and looked at it. And I watched my big, strong papa as he moved that old refrigerator around on the floor. He turned it sideways. He angled it this way. He angled it that way. Finally, he turned around and looked at me, and he said, can't you do anything? I said, Daddy, I don't know what to do. So he said, you see that cord on the floor? If you can't get a hold anywhere else, just get a hold of the cord and follow me. So me and my daddy moved that refrigerator down a flight of stairs. I walked right along behind him carrying the cord. But you see, Jesus doesn't expect us to do the hard things. I can't move mountains. I can't speak and cause planets to suddenly appear, but there are some things that I can do. I can do what the disciples did. I can leave all and just follow Him. I'll follow Him, and He can do the rest. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him tonight. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So when the man who was in so much need of help said, Lord, if Thou wilt, Thou canst make me clean. Jesus said, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was gone. Hallelujah. Now there are many people today who are in a worse condition than that leper. There are some of you in this place who are in desperate need of help. And there is a group of people in this place who have left all to follow Jesus. But there's not a whole lot we can do. But I'm reminded of the words of David. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. And so all we can do is trust Him and do whatever we can. We just need to carry the little in and let God do the rest. Hallelujah. Let's worship Him again. But I stood on top of a hill in my school days holding the handlebars of my bicycle. And I looked down at that big old sewer ditch at the bottom of the hill. And I thought how much fun it would be to get on my bicycle and ride down that hill just as fast as I could go and then apply my brakes just before I get to the sewer and show all my buddies how brave I can be. But what I didn't realize, the ground was just a little bit damp. And I headed down the hill. That old green sewage was just about 6 feet deep and was just about 6 feet across. And when I applied those brakes, I slid right on in. And I went underneath that old sewage. And I found myself wallowing in that old green, slimy, stinking sewer. I landed with my mouth wide open. It came out my nose. It was in my ears and in my eyes. But I'm here to tell you, some of you are worse off than I was tonight. You're a stink in God's nostrils. I needed help. I needed desperate help. But there was a solution to my problem. I climbed out of the sewer. I ran home, walked into the restroom, pulled off my clothes, stepped into the bathtub, and I got me a bar of soap, and I began to wash. And I began to gargle. I did everything I could. Finally, I came clean. But there's no detergent on the face of the earth that can wash away your sins. You're in worse condition than that leprous man who was an outcast from society. You're dragging your old horrible sins behind you. Everything that you've ever done since you've been alive is still following you everywhere you go. And you're as filthy garments in the eyes of God. And God is looking down at you. And He sees you as somebody who is unclean and unfit and unworthy to even walk around, much less come into a place like this. And I wish there was some way that I could let you know that there is a cleansing power. There is a help. There is deliverance for you. But after I've done all that I can do, I still have to say, "Oh God, my help cometh from the Lord. My help is in the name of the Lord." And I tell you that my Jesus, through His blood, can cleanse every stain. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.